Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Samsung Unpacked is tomorrow, and it seems like we've got a handle on some of the big stories coming out. There's a lot of products to unpack here. Haha. Various leaks point out to at least a mainline Galaxy S10 phone, a Galaxy S10 Plus, this rumored budget phone, or the Galaxy S10e we're hearing, and potentially a 5G model. And we'll probably hear more about the foldable phone, which this morning Evan Blass put on Twitter saying it'll likely be called the Galaxy Fold. Very creative.
It's unfortunate that the foldable phone is not the main event here. I really wish this was an event for that. I'm sure a lot of people are more buzzed about the foldable phone than they are about the S10 itself, considering all the leaks that have happened.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. It's a little weird that the foldable phone will likely be jammed into the S10 event, mm-hmm. because Samsung will obviously want you to focus on the S10 and the phone that you can buy now. But I imagine a lot of folks will be more captivated by the foldable device.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's talking about foldable phones this year. This is like the big piece of gadget innovation that everyone's been looking for.
Yep.
And to see it being tucked away in this kind of event is kind of, discouraging for me. But at the same time,
I mean, we'll see how they present it. Maybe it'll be their, one more thing. Maybe it will get the kind of spotlight that it deserves. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's a little weird. They're jamming everything in. We've got rumors of wireless earbuds as well. There was a leak about their smartwatches from Friday. I mean, they've got a really big show coming up.
Is Dex still a thing?
Dex is a thing.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know if they'll talk about it tomorrow, but the last several presentations, Dex has made an appearance.
Yeah, I'm curious because I haven't seen any leaks for Dex or anything like that, but I am always surprised when they bring it back. It's like, hey, check out this thing that we're really, really into that no one uses.
But though? Scott Stein, big fan of Dex. He loves using it.
I mean, I wish more people use it. It seems cool, but for that to be somewhere popular, I don't really see people using it or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely more of a workplace type feature, so it's not quite as sexy as a foldable device.
Are there any rumored prices on this budget phone yet? Is it like the iPhone XR where the budget price is $750?
No, I mean there are a bunch of prices floating out, but it's I imagine it's somewhat in line, if not a little bit less than the XR. Samsung kind of likes to keep parity with Apple's pricing scheme, so. I don't know, we'll see.
And this 5G model, is this 5G, or is this it's 5G LTE?
5G?
Kind of, yeah.
No, I mean, Qualcomm and Samsung back in December made a big deal of having one of, if not the first 5G phones. I think Samsung's going to do this right. This is going to be a 5G device. We've had, I talked with the Verizon CEO who claims he's got the first Samsung 5G phone. This is likely it. If you just sort of parse the wording, chances are this is a phone that will be exclusively a Verizon phone for a couple of weeks, months, we don't know, and then it'll go to the other carriers. Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about 5G's capabilities a lot, people using it to do surgery with VR or something like that. I mean, is this phone really going to unlock those capabilities, or is this one of those things where it's everything is just faster for no reason?
Oh, no. I mean, surgeons will be able to perform their operations with the phone, actually. Yeah. It's going to be a little clunky at first, but the 5G will really make it. No. This is a taste of 5G. Presumably, if you're in the market to take advantage of those 5G speeds, your connection is going to be blazingly fast. But in terms of all those big revolutions, the big stuff with 5G, that's going to come down the line.
Yeah, a taste of 5G sounds like the worst restaurant week ever, but I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah, for a full coverage on Samsung tomorrow, check us out at CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.